Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. That's Dan. That's Ian. And this is you on the phone lines at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. We are going to play the Harris Challenge. And as long as you have not played in the last month or so, then you are eligible to play today on the air. A quick reminder about my new syndicated weekend radio show, which airs on KTRS at midnight Saturday and Sunday. I got an email from a woman named Yvonne last week, and she said, "I listened Friday night, and I heard a replay of your Friday afternoon show." And you'll hear that again tonight at midnight, but that'll be the last time that happens. And you'll hear the new syndicated show. When I say Saturday at midnight, I mean really Sunday at 12:01 a.m. and Monday at 12:01 a.m. But I don't know anybody who thinks of Saturday and Sunday at midnight as that.
No.
Anyway, it's called America Weekend.
Anyway.
Thank you, Bernice. And hope you'll check that out and give me some feedback. Let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just want to say happy Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
And a happy Father's Day. Are you a dad?
I am not.
You know, I blew it here, Dan. We should have done for Father's Day what we did for Mother's Day, which was only allow dads on the air.
Oh, yeah.
But since I didn't do that, and you've already lined people up,
yeah,
we'll take them. Let's see what we have inside the semi-random category computer, Mike. That's where the questions and categories tumble around all week long, and I'm spilling out here on Friday afternoons. Category one is our topical category each week. Have you been paying attention? Category two, with Father's Day here, we have presidential dads. And category three, they played themselves. Dan, that's not they played with themselves. No. They played themselves. This is because of the new movie, This is the End, which Joe Hipperson and I both liked and we both recommended for people who want comedy and raunch, in which all of these stars, from Seth Rogen to Jonah Hill to Craig Robinson to Danny McBride, they all play themselves.
See, I did that, and that's why my eyes are bad.
That explains it. Yeah. So those are your category choices. Mike, what would you like?
They play themselves.
Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. As always, if you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you do, if you get eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize!
Right you are, Paul. And before I get started here, she didn't hear it earlier, so I have to say happy birthday. It's this Sunday is her birthday. Tammy Toludo Boshin is her birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's her birthday, so happy birthday.
Why wasn't she listening earlier?
I think she was at work. That's what happened.
Slacker.
I know. So, here's what we have. You ready?
Yeah.
We have a pair of tickets to see a tribute to Johnny Cash, which is this Sunday, 7 p.m. at the Sheldon, starring Bill Fornes. And it's, let's see here. Hold on.
His band is called One More Round. We actually have a little audio of him. Take out the prize man music, and let's play a little bit of Bill Fornes doing Johnny Cash with his band.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, ring of fire, yeah!
All right, let's hear another one of the songs without Dan singing.
Oh, sorry. He can't help himself.
Sorry.
It's not a tribute. Hold on a second. Dan thought I said, let's hear a tribute to a tribute band.
Oh, okay.
It's not what it is. This guy does a whole Johnny Cash thing on his own.
Okay.
Hello. This is Johnny Cash.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I hear that train.
Hey.
I can't.
Musical Tourette's, I'm sorry.
I hear that train a-comin', it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen that sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Spot
on.
He's got it. So anyway, that's the Johnny Cash tribute Sunday at the Sheldon at 7 o'clock. And they do stuff from the Sun Records era, and there's a woman in the group, and she does the June Carter parts, and they do some stuff from the 90s as well. And they're going to be...
Okay, sorry.
I think they probably do that.
I'm sure they do.
So if you want to buy tickets, you can get them through MetroTix, or just walk up and get them at the window at the Sheldon, 7 o'clock on Sunday night, or you can win them here today. And is there anything else in the prize package there?
Yes, Paul. We have a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs at all their locations. And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt. And wow, they're in concert tomorrow night in Collinsville at the Collinsville Gateway Center with Josh Grayson.
That sounds like a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
And that's what you're playing for, Mike.
I'm ready.
Is he still there?
I was hoping Mike remembered he was still on the show. Wow. Sorry we had to go away for that one-hour break, Mike, but we're back now. And your category is They Played Themselves. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose tiger did the Wolfpack steal in The Hangover?
Mike Tyson.
Correct. Which TV game show host played himself in a celebrity golf tournament in Happy Gilmore?
Bob Barker.
Correct. Which Tony Awards host played himself in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
Oh, I can't think of his name. Pass.
Who played both Tess Ocean and herself in Ocean's 12?
Julia Roberts.
Correct. Which former NFL quarterback did Jim Carrey rescue in Ace Ventura Pet Detective?
Dan Marino.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. Which Tony Awards host played himself in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
All I can think of is Doogie Howser. I don't know.
Well, it is the guy who played Doogie Howser.
I'm blanking on his name.
And now he's Barney on TV's How I Met Your Mother. His name is Neil Patrick Harris.
I love you.
No,
you
that's a different Barney.
Wrong Barney.
That's the Barney Cash tribute band. That's something
Barney
different.
Good.
By the way, Neil Patrick Harris, I thought was great in that opening for the Tonys. If you haven't seen it, that opening production number they did was phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Anyway, Mike, you got...
Anyway,
wow. 12, that's triple header.
It's a triple. Wow. Mike, you got 12 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by and Dan will tell you how you get your prize. And now we move on to contestant number two. Hello, Wes.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not much to say, really. I've got a 3-year-old kid that keeps me pretty busy.
Well, then happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. We have these categories. Have you been paying attention? Presidential dads, or today is Flag Day?
Let's do Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which backup quarterback, after being cut by the Broncos and Jets, signed with the New England Patriots this week?
Tim Tebow.
Correct. In what city is Taksim Square, where there were clashes between police and protesters this week?
Turkey.
We need a city.
Pass.
Who described herself as a pantsuit aficionado in the profile of her new Twitter account this week?
Hillary Clinton.
Correct. Which new lollipop flavor was introduced by a company in Austin, Texas this week? Blueberry pie, sloppy joe, or breast milk?
Sloppy joe.
Breast milk. Who had a hit in the 80s called 8675309, which was mentioned in a Supreme Court decision by Justice Elena Kagan this week?
It's Tommy Two-Tone.
Tommy Two-Tone is correct. And the buzzer sounds before we can go back and tell you that Taksim Square is in Istanbul, Turkey.
Istanbul.
But the good news for you, Wes, is you got the 1, the 3, and the 5, and all those odd numbers add up to 9 and make you a winner.
Excellent.
Congratulations. Hang on. Have a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, you too.
And let's meet our next contestant, another guy named Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, happy Father's Day.
To you, too. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm looking forward to it. A good day with my 8-year-old and my 4-year-old.
Say their names.
Jack and Grace.
All right. Categories up here on the board are Presidential Dads, Flag Day, or, well, another Father's Day category, 1960s TV Fathers and Sons.
I'll take Presidential Dad.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president had children named Caroline and John?
John Kennedy.
Correct. Who was the first presidential son to be elected U.S. president?
John Quincy Adams.
Correct. Which president had a daughter named Amy?
Carter. Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Which president had a daughter named Julie, who married another president's grandson?
Richard Nixon.
Correct. Married David Eisenhower. Which president had a son appear on Saturday Night Live in a parody of Risky Business?
Ronald Reagan.
You got them all, Mike. Congratulations.
Wow.
That's a Father's Day clean sweep. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we move on to our fourth contestant today. Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much. Happy Father's Day. My kids are a little bit older, but I hope to see them all Sunday.
Well, say their names. People love hearing their names on the radio, for goodness sake.
Ryan, Mike, and Elizabeth.
Okay. Brad, which category would you like? Flag Day or 1960s TV Fathers and Sons?
I'm going to go with 1960s TV Fathers and Sons.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Name the father and son on The Andy Griffith Show.
Andy and Opie.
Correct. Name the father and son on The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Pass.
Name the father and son on The Jetsons.
Wow, I'm going to pass.
Name the father and son on The Addams Family.
Not going to be four in a row, I don't think. Pass.
Name the father and son on The Flintstones.
Fred and... No, Barney and Bam Bam.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Name the father and son on The Dick Van Dyke Show. You got Dick Van Dyke, Jetsons, Addams Family. Pick one.
Addams Family.
Yep. Which one? Who are the father and son? I didn't mean pick one of those and you'll get the points.
Yeah.
I meant pick one and answer it. That'd be Gomez and Pugsley Addams.
Right.
George and Elroy Jetson.
Yep.
Rob and Richie Petrie. Brad, you got the five and you got the one, but unfortunately that's only six and it's below our punishment threshold. So here now to punish you, a man who starred in many, many movies, one of them directed by Sofia Coppola many, many years ago called Lost in Translation. And here from that movie is Mr. Bill Murray.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for life.
Dan, we figured out how you sing a song without a melody.
No kidding. You.
There's one thing I want to know.
Ah.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Bill Murray doing Elvis Costello. That's another tribute band. Brad, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great Father's Day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. And our final contestant today is you, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I'm Paul.
Welcome to the show. Tell me about
thank
yourself.
Thank you. I'm 8 in the p.m.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. I almost made it sound like our next contestant was RuPaul. I didn't mean that.
No. Oh,
I mean, it's you, Paul. And,
it's me, Paul.
And five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say happy Father's Day to my 83-year-old father who just went through successful prostate cancer surgery yesterday, and I'm really happy right now.
That's wonderful news. I hope his recovery is quick and easy.
Thank you, Paul.
Your category is Flag Day. It's a true or false category, Paul.
Oh, okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, the U.S. flag has always had only 13 stripes.
True.
False. True or false, the flag that inspired the Star-Spangled Banner originally flew over the battlefield at Gettysburg.
False.
It is false. True or false, there's no actual evidence that Betsy Ross designed the first U.S. flag.
True.
That is true. True or false, Neil Armstrong is the only man to have planted a flag on the moon.
true.
False. True or false? True or false, an Ohio high school student designed the 50-star American flag for a class project, and his teacher gave him a B-.
I know that's true.
That is true. You're correct. So let's see how you did here. You got the 5, the 3, the 2. That's 10 points, and you're a winner. Let me just go back and explain here. The U.S. flag has not always had 13 stripes. When they added Vermont as 14 and Kentucky as 15th, they made flags with 14 and 15 stripes, but then they decided, we can't keep doing this. Eventually, we're going to run out of room.
Or a really giant flag.
So they went back to 13 for the original 13 colonies.
And I watch the History Channel every single day. I never knew that.
That's where I got these.
Oh, okay.
The flag that inspired the Star Spangled Banner flew over Fort McHenry in Baltimore, and the original flag is still in the Smithsonian from the War of 1812. And Neil Armstrong is not the only man to have planted a flag on the moon. All 6 of the moon missions planted flags there. So let's see, Paul. As I said, you got 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
And so 4 people are going to see that Johnny Cash tribute band on Sunday at the Sheldon. Once again, if you want to go and you didn't win a pair, you can grow a pair and drive over there yourself.
Oh.
Or go to MetroTix.com and buy them to see that show Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.